This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The first week of public testimony into the possible impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump wound up with what is widely seen as a compelling appearance by the woman he ousted as ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. She expressed her dismay both at being relieved of her role in Kiev and the smear campaign waged against her, helped by what she called shady interests. Despite Yovanovitch's long and distinguished diplomatic career, even as she testified before the House Intelligence Committee, President Trump used Twitter to unleash a personal attack. Here's AP's Julie Walker.
Tweeting from the White House during the hearing, Trump said everywhere former U.S. Ambassador to the Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch served turned bad. Asked at the hearing about the tweet, she said,
"Well, it's very intimidating."
The president says for the first time he watched some of the hearings and he was not trying to intimidate.
"I have the right to speak. I have freedom of speech."
But House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says it's part of a pattern to intimidate witnesses and obstruct justice and could be used as evidence against the president.
"We need to view the president's actions today as part of a broader and incriminating pattern of conduct."
I'm Julie Walker.
Later, in a private committee session, a State Department aide posted to Ukraine quoted from a phone conversation he said he overheard between President Trump and EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland. In it, he said Sondland told Mr. Trump that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was ready to grant his wish for a probe into former Vice President Joe Biden. That was just a day after Mr. Trump himself asked for such an investigation, allegedly in exchange for the release of U.S. military aid to Ukraine, an arrangement at the heart of the developing impeachment case against the president. Israel says it carried out airstrikes on Hamas in Gaza today despite the Thursday ceasefire agreement. The Israeli military said it acted after it intercepted two rockets fired from Gaza toward Israeli territory. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Roger Stone, a longtime confidant to President Trump, has been convicted on all seven federal criminal counts against him, including obstructing the U.S. House of Representatives' investigation into whether the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia during the 2016 election. Stone was also convicted of lying to Congress and witness tampering. Sentencing is set for February, with Stone facing up to 20 years in prison. Rising floodwaters prompted the mayor of Venice to close off vital areas of the city. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina reports.
The floods, known as Acqua Alta, are at the highest level in more than 50 years, threatening irreparable damage to historic treasures. The St. Mark's Byzantine Basilica was flooded for the sixth time in 1,200 years, but the fourth in the last 20. The national government allocated an initial 20 million euros to address the immediate damage on Thursday. And Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said on Friday the government will hold a meeting on November 26th to discuss governance and the structural problems of the city.
That was Francesca Lina of Reuters reporting. Apparently ignoring the wishes of the Pentagon, President Trump has granted a series of pardons to military men convicted of war crimes. We get a report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The White House announces executive grants of clemency for Army Major Matthew Goldstein and Lieutenant Clint Lawrence. In the past, President Trump suggested that they were trained fighters who fought too hard and then were treated unfairly. The third case involves Navy SEAL Edward Gallagher, charged with killing an Iraqi teen in his custody, but acquitted on that count, found only guilty of posing with a corpse. Gallagher would have lost thousands in retirement money because he was busted down a rank, but the president has now restored it. The director of the National Security Project of the American Civil Liberties Union calls the clemency utterly shameful, and that President Trump is sending out a message of disrespect for law, morality, and the military justice system. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Afghan Taliban is blaming the United States for this week's failed prisoner swap, saying the American side did not show up at a mutually agreed venue somewhere inside Afghanistan. A spokesman for the insurgent group told VOA the deal is suspended for now and that American officials must explain why they reneged on their promise. The prisoner exchange was to have secured freedom for two Western hostages, American Kevin King and Australian John Weeks, who have been in Taliban captivity since August 2016. In return, three high-profile insurgent detainees would have been released from Bagram Prison north of Kabul. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.